Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I'm freaking out right now. Al, this is horrible.
What is it?
Christmas Eve, 4:25. Christmas Eve. Eagles at Cowboys.
That's awesome. Cool.
No, it is not awesome. When am I going to have my seven fish?
Afterwards.
Afterwards is 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
What?
No one cares about your seven fish.
I'll be burping up smelts all night.
Oh, gross.
Oh, I agree to having smelts.
All right. However, by the way, yes, however, the good news is the first game is not in Arizona, as previously reported by faulty sources.
I told you it was a rumor.
And we now know, Al, talk about an easy start, at Detroit.
Oh,
1 p.m. Kylie Kelce, I'm sorry I gave you bad information. Yeah. It's not my fault. Rhea handed me the thing. I just read it.
I said it was a rumor.
She shouldn't be handing that stuff. On the line, Al, this guy to me, this is my go-to guy. I now want to face Atlanta teams so I get to talk to one of the best sports talkers in America at the game in Atlanta. The great Carl Dukes is with us. Hi, Carl!
Angelo, Al, Rhea, good morning, Philly.
Oh, Carl, we are pretty much back in the same boat we were in last year with your Atlanta Hawks. The Sixers are in trouble again. This time it's the Miami Heat. Carl, you're down there. We actually tried to get somebody from Miami, and we realized that Miami is like a big sinkhole of sports talk. Carl Dukes rules the South. So, Carl, give me your thoughts right now on this series between the Sixers and the Heat.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you said it. I didn't. I do rule the South. And here's the deal. I'm looking at James Harden in game one. I see 16 points.
All right.
I see James Harden in game two, 20 points. Those were both L's. And then I see James Harden in game three, 17 points. 31 in game four. They tie the series up. I love Joel Embiid. And by the way, let me say this. I feel sorry for Joel Embiid. I mean, can he get some help? Joel Embiid was like, when he got back, he had the mask on. He's like, I wasn't good tonight, but I need help. Where's Harden? Here's the deal. Hello, James. It's another closeout game that's a legacy game for you, too. And tonight, I would love to tell Sixer fans that they're going to handle business. I actually am pulling for them to handle business. But how can I believe in Harden, or for that matter, Angelo, Doc Rivers?
All right, you started this, Carl, last year, Game 7, when Ben Simmons wouldn't do the dunk that would have knocked the Hawks out of that series. And then we had to unload him for Harden. All right, so here's the thing. Are the Sixers a better team last year than they are right now? What do you see?
Oh,
they are?
Oh,
yeah?
Well, here's the deal. I thought they were. But what I'm seeing is telling me that they're not. Ben Simmons didn't play a game for the Nets this year.
Yep.
And you want me to believe that what I'm seeing right now with this team is better? I don't believe it. I don't buy it one second. And here's the other thing, guys. when I talk about Doc Rivers, I hope Sixer fans understand that Doc Rivers' playoff record is atrocious, whether he's got a lead or not. And I'm wondering what adjustments he's going to attempt to make to get more production out of these guys tonight. You know, we forget, or maybe we don't. Last year, they blew a game seven at home. It was the first time the Hawks had ever won a road game seven in 10 attempts. So I'm looking at Doc Rivers. The pressure is on him, too.
Wow, that's good stuff. Hey, Carl, while we're talking Simmons, it's kind of a juicy little rumor floating around that the Nets are already not happy with Simmons. He got the back surgery now, and the name that came up, Atlanta Hawks for Ben Simmons. What do you think, Carl? You on board?
Can't win with him. No, no, no,
no,
no, no. I don't want him, and here's the deal. I just don't know what where Ben Simmons' head is. You guys know this. I mean, is Ben worried about basketball? Is he really wanting to get better? Or does he want to be on the bench with these green suits on, getting all the attention? I don't know where his head is. So, no, I don't want Ben Simmons because, first of all, outside of the health factor, I just don't know what I'm getting. That's why the Nets are right now trying to potentially shop him. They don't even know what they're getting. So they're like, well, you know what? It's time to move on, even though he hasn't played a game for us. Ben Simmons, to me right now, is a lost puppy in this league, and I don't know where he's going to end up, but no thank you.
Carl Dukes, I really consider you more knowledgeable than anybody, even at my own station here in Philadelphia.
Really?
Carl, who's going to win this series? No, I'm serious. I got an afternoon guy who farted on the air yesterday. I'm not kidding. This is why do you think we bring you on? You know more than we do. So tell me, who's going to win this series?
I still believe that the Heat are going to win this series. I do believe the 76ers win tonight.
Okay.
I do believe that they handle business tonight. But I told you guys, here's the deal with Harden. And I've said this, and this may be too harsh, but he's a coward. He doesn't play big in these big moments. He never has. And I told you guys this weeks ago before the playoffs started. I said, James Harden, you guys better be careful. And you add that on top of what Doc Rivers has not done in these playoffs. Do you guys remember when he was with the Clippers in 2020?
Yeah.
And they blew a 15-point, a 19-point, a 12-point lead. This is what Doc Rivers' teams do. So he's trying to overcome that, and he's got a star that's not playing like it.
All right, Doc said that the reason for that was the bubble. They're in that bubble. All right, never mind. Never mind. All right, Carl, listen, I need you for something else here because it had come to my attention that you have covered the University of Georgia and you know the great players that the Eagles acquired, right? Jordan Davis and
N'Kobe Dean.
Could you, Carl, how good are these guys? Are they going to be able to help the Eagles?
Philly, you got two ballers. N'Kobe Dean arguably was the best player on the best defense last year for the Georgia Bulldogs who won the national championship. Jordan Davis, guys, when you see this man, you are going to be amazed at how big he is and what a space taker he is. This kid is unbelievable. You're going to love his personality. He can play. And I'm hoping they throw him into the mix. I know you guys have a great defensive line, but this is a nice addition. And I got to tell you guys, I think you got two of the best players in the draft. Howie killed this. Howie Roseman killed this draft for the Eagles. Now, whether or not Jalen Hurts plays well, that's another story. But those two guys, I'm not worried about.
All right, hold on. Give me a little more on Dean, because Dean slipped to 83, Carl. How the hell did that happen?
All right, great question. Here's what happened. He got bad advice, and he did not run at the combine, nor did he run at his personal workouts. When you are a smaller type player that he is, and when I say that, I'm talking about stature, this is a guy that just makes plays. Go watch the tape. But he decided to not run, and he got bad advice, and it hurt him. Then you had the rumors out there about a pec injury. So you add those two things together, and teams were being very cautious. But where he ended up, I don't think he could have ended up in a better position, N'Kobe Dean. And I'm willing to tell you guys, when he gets the opportunity, I think you got a baller. I think you got a player.
Love it. One last thing, Carl, because you are very theatrical and exciting and entertaining. When the Falcons traded our own Matt Ryan, he comes from here, I heard that you literally cried on the air. Is that true? What's the matter? Wait. Carl?
Not a fan?
No, that is not true.
You did not break down and weep right on the air?
No, I did not. What I did do, though, is I wanted people to realize what we have. And you don't realize that until these kind of guys are gone. Until you get another franchise quarterback that is that damn good, that wins as much as he did, that is an MVP, that takes you to a Super Bowl, even though he came up short and it wasn't his fault, you don't realize it until those guys are gone. So now the predicament is, oh, well, we'll just get another guy. Good luck with that. Go ask the Dolphins about it. Go ask so many other teams about just replacing a legendary guy. So 14 years of that, and people were, oh, I'm tired of it. I'm over Matt. So he gets traded. That's what I did do. I did not cry on the air, Angela. I did not.
All right, Carl. Well, I want to make a statement now then, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Ladies and gentlemen of Philadelphia, you have been listening to the finest sports talk host in America, Carl Dukes of the Game. How's that, Carl?
Where's my bell? Hold on. That's genius. That is genius. Thank you, sir.
Carl, love you, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.